At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You can have a blessed week. Every single week, filled with purpose, breakthroughs, and victory through God's guidance. Today, I want to explore how we can have a blessed week by aligning our lives with God's promises and His will. We will uncover three essential keys to having a blessed week and living each day as more than conquerors. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine your week as a blank canvas. Each day is an opportunity to paint a picture of God's blessings and grace in your life. With every stroke of the brush, you can choose vibrant colors of joy, peace, and gratitude, or you can dwell in the shades of worry and doubt. What if you decided to let God be the master artist, guiding your hand and filling your days with His divine touch? How would your week transform if you allowed Him to paint a masterpiece in your life? Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord." So when we place our trust in Him, He promises to guide and bless us. This is the foundation for a truly great week. Now, let us look at the first key to having a blessed week. My friends, gratitude is the doorway to experiencing God's abundant blessings. When we begin our week with a heart full of thankfulness, we open ourselves to the abundant blessings God has in store for us. According to Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." This verse reminds us that thanksgiving is our entryway into God's presence. Starting our week with gratitude involves acknowledging both the big and small blessings in our lives. It might be the warmth of the sun on our skin, the laughter of a loved one, or the opportunity to work and serve others. These are not just random occurrences, but they are gifts from our Heavenly Father. When we recognize them as such, our hearts overflow with gratitude, and we start to see our days differently. Consider the story of the 10 lepers in Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. Jesus healed all 10, but only one returned to thank Him. Jesus said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." His thankfulness brought a deeper blessing, one that went beyond physical healing. When we begin our week with a grateful heart, we position ourselves to receive more of God's blessings. Gratitude changes our focus from what we lack to what we have. It shifts our attention from our problems to God's provision. This doesn't mean we ignore the difficulties we face, but it allows us to see them through the lens of God's faithfulness and love. Gratitude also opens the door to peace. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we bring our needs to God with a thankful heart, His peace guards our hearts and minds, setting the tone for a blessed week. Starting our week with gratitude can be as simple as spending a few moments each morning thanking God for His goodness. This practice sets a positive tone for the day and helps us remain focused on His blessings rather than our challenges. It's about cultivating an attitude of thankfulness that permeates every aspect of our lives. The second key to a blessed week is walking in faith. My friends, faith is the cornerstone of a life filled with blessings. When we walk in faith, we trust that God is in control, even when circumstances seem uncertain. Hebrews 11, verse 1.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This means that faith is believing in God's promises even when we cannot see them yet. Walking in faith requires us to let go of our fears and doubts. It's about trusting that God's plan for us is good and that He will provide for our needs. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, Jesus teaches about the importance of trusting God for our daily needs. He says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Jesus reminds us that if God cares for the birds of the air, and the lilies of the field, how much more will He care for us? The story of Abraham is a powerful example of walking in faith. It's hard to talk about faith without mentioning the father of faith, Abraham. In Genesis 12, verses 1 to 4, God called Abraham to leave his homeland and go to a place He would show him. Abraham obeyed without knowing where he was going, trusting that God would lead him. This act of faith was counted to him as righteousness, and Abraham became the father of many nations. His story reminds us that walking in faith often means stepping out into the unknown, trusting that God will guide us. Faith is also about believing that God can do the impossible. In Mark 5, verses 25 to 34, we read about the woman with the issue of blood. She had suffered for 12 years and had spent all she had on doctors, but her condition only grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she believed that if she could just touch His clothes, she would be healed. Her faith led her to take action, and when she touched Jesus, she was immediately healed. Jesus told her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Her story shows us that faith can lead to miraculous outcomes. Walking in faith also means trusting God's timing. In John 11, verses 1 to 44, we read the story of Lazarus. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, He waited 2 more days before going to him. By the time Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha and Mary were devastated, but Jesus told them to believe. He then called Lazarus out of the tomb, bringing him back to life. This story reminds us that God's timing is perfect, even when it seems delayed to us. Walking in faith allows us to experience God's peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." When we keep our minds focused on God and trust Him, His peace fills our hearts, regardless of our circumstances. This piece is a powerful testimony to the world of the trustworthiness of our God. And the third key to a blessed week is embracing God's guidance. When we allow God to lead us, we find ourselves on the path of righteousness, filled with His peace and joy. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This scripture encourages us to rely on God's wisdom rather than our own. Embracing God's guidance means seeking His will in every aspect of our lives. It involves prayerfully asking for His direction and being attentive to His voice. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." As His followers, we need to listen for His voice and follow where He leads. The story of Moses leading the Israelites through the wilderness is a powerful example of following God's guidance. In Exodus 13, verses 21 to 22, we read, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night." God provided clear guidance for the Israelites, showing them the way they should go. This story reminds us that God is faithful to guide us, even through the most challenging times. Sometimes, God's guidance comes through His Word. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Bible is our roadmap, providing direction and wisdom for our lives. When we read and meditate on God's Word, we gain clarity and insight into His will for us. Embracing God's guidance also brings joy. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." When we follow God's guidance, we experience the fullness of joy that comes from being in His presence. This joy sustains us through the ups and downs of life. As we embrace God's guidance, we can approach each week with confidence, knowing that He is leading us. His direction brings peace, protection, purpose, and joy. My friends, we are not left to navigate life on our own. We have a loving Father who guides us every step of the way. As we strive to have a blessed week, let us remember the keys we have explored, starting with gratitude, walking in faith, and embracing God's guidance. Understand that these principles are not just for the beginning of a new week, but for every day of our lives. When we begin our week with a thankful heart, we open the door to God's blessings. When we walk in faith, we trust in His promises and experience His peace. When we embrace His guidance, we walk in His purpose and experience His joy. Let's make a conscious effort to incorporate these keys into our daily lives. Let's start each day by thanking God for His goodness. Let's trust Him with every aspect of our lives, knowing that He is faithful. Let us seek His guidance in all that we do, surrendering our plans to His perfect will. As we do this, we will experience the fullness of His blessings. Our weeks will be filled with His peace, joy, and purpose. We will become a testimony of His grace and power to those around us. Remember, my friends, that having a blessed week is not about having a perfect week, free from challenges or difficulties. It's about walking through those challenges with God by our side, trusting in His love and faithfulness. It's about choosing to focus on His goodness, even in the midst of trials. As we do this, we will find that His strength sustains us, His peace comforts us, and His joy fills us. Our Heavenly Father has blessings in store for us. He desires to pour out His favor and grace upon our lives. As we align our hearts with His, as we seek His face and trust in His plan, we will experience the abundant life He has promised us. So let us approach this week and every week with expectant hearts, knowing that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Let us pray this prayer fervently and consistently for 7 consecutive days. Leave it playing in your home, car, or wherever you are, and watch as your faith grows and God's blessings manifest in your life. You could even make this your weekly prayer for having a blessed week. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to it, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before you today with a heart overflowing with thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and the author of my life. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Lord, you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. There is none like you in all the earth. Your love is steadfast, your mercy is everlasting, and your grace knows no bounds. I stand in awe of your majesty and power, humbled by the realization that you, the God of all creation, have chosen to love me and call me your own. Lord, I thank you for the gift of another week, for the breath in my lungs, and for the countless blessings that you have poured out upon me. I thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the hope and eternal life that I have in Him. I am grateful that every good and perfect gift comes from you, and I thank you for your hand of provision and protection in my life. Forgive me, Father, for the times I have fallen short of your glory, for the moments when I have allowed doubt, fear, or self-centeredness to cloud my vision. I repent of my sins and ask for your cleansing and restoration. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and resentment, and trusting you to bring healing and reconciliation. Father, in this week, I pray that you would help me to cultivate a heart of gratitude. As I fix my eyes on the blessings you have given me, both great and small, I give thanks in all circumstances. Let my gratitude be a wellspring of joy and contentment that overflows into every area of my life and touches the lives of those around me. Let my life be a living testimony of your goodness and faithfulness, drawing others to the hope that is found in you alone. Lord, I pray for your wisdom and guidance as I navigate the challenges and opportunities each day of this week. Grant me discernment and clarity in my decisions, and help me to trust in your perfect plan, even when I cannot see the way forward. Father, give me strength and perseverance to face any trials or obstacles that may come my way, knowing that I can do all things through Christ, who gives me strength. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I pray for divine appointments in my life, and for opportunities to be a blessing to others this week. Use me as a vessel of your love, compassion, and generosity. Open my eyes to the needs of those around me, and give me the courage to step out in faith and be your hands and feet. Let my words be seasoned with grace, and my actions reflect the kindness and humility of Christ. Help me to be a light in the darkness, pointing others to the hope and salvation found in you. Father, I ask for your protection and covering over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Shield us from harm, accident, or sickness, and surround us with your angels. In the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of the enemy against our lives, and I declare that everything is working for us and not against us. I plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, our vehicles, our workplaces, and everywhere we go, thanking you for your divine protection and intervention. Lord, I pray for a deeper relationship with you this week. As I draw nearer to you, Lord, I ask that you draw me closer to your heart. Help me to prioritize spending time in your presence, and help me to know you more, to walk in intimacy with you, and to be transformed into the image of Christ. Let my life be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. I ask for your provision and abundance in every area of my life. Lord, I ask you to meet my needs according to your riches in glory, and teach me to be a good steward of the resources that you have entrusted to me. I am grateful that you are my provider and my sustainer, and I trust in your faithful hand to bless me above all that I ask or think. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every curse of lack or poverty over my life, and I declare that I am blessed to be a blessing to others. Father, I pray for healing and restoration in any area of my life that is broken or in need of your touch, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. I trust in your power to make me whole. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness, disease, and the spirit of infirmity, and I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I speak life and wholeness over my body, my mind, and my spirit, thanking you for the finished work of the cross. Lord, I ask for your favor and blessing in the work of my hands and my relationships. Open doors of opportunity and grant me success in all that I put my hand to. Give me wisdom, creativity, and excellence in my endeavors, and let my life be a testament to your goodness and grace. I declare that I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and that your favor surrounds me like a shield. Father, I pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit in my life. Fill me to the point of overflowing with your presence, power, and anointing. Let your Spirit guide me, empower me, and transform me into the person you have called me to be. I declare that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that your light shines brightly through me. Let my life be a shining lamp for your glory. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of us. We declare victory over every challenge that we face this week, trusting that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. We claim healing for every physical, emotional, and spiritual need, believing that nothing is impossible with you. We give thanks for the blessings that are on their way, for the breakthroughs and the divine appointments that you have destined for us. We ask for your protection and covering over our lives and our loved ones, knowing that you are our refuge and our fortress. In the name of Jesus, we bind every attack of the enemy against our lives, our relationships, and our destinies, and we declare that no evil shall prevail against us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, our communities, and our nation, thanking you for your divine intervention and protection. May your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, empowering us to live out our God-given purpose with boldness and conviction. Let us be a light in the darkness and a voice of hope, which bring transformation in the world around us. Lord, we pray for healing to the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captives, and salvation to the lost. Father, we declare that this week and for the rest of our lives, we are blessed and highly favored. As we place our week in your hands, we declare that it is blessed in the name of Jesus. We declare that your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us, and that nothing can separate us from your love. We trust in your unwavering love, your infinite wisdom, and your divine plan for our lives. We step into this week with confidence, knowing that you go before us, you stand beside us, and you are the one who holds us up with your victorious right hand. I thank you for all that you have done for us and for all that you are about to do. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, You can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.